Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are churches essential? Should they be open or should they not? That's the question we're going to address today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, you may have heard the arrest of Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church. Liberty Counsel represents Dr. Howard Brown and the church in this situation. What you may not have heard is some of the facts regarding the case. The church went to extraordinary efforts to protect the health and welfare of the people by limiting its attendance, doing a six-foot separation, requiring hand sanitizers. The staff wore gloves. They purchased over $100,000 of high-grade hospital air purifying equipment. They had a sheriff's deputy come and view the place before they did the service. They got the green light from the sheriff on Thursday, and then the sheriff arrested him on Monday in a circus of a press conference in which he frankly lied multiple times about the pastor and the church and intentionally tried to shame him.
As well as some other radio interviews he did after that,
too.
Oh, my
gosh, he continued to do it on radio and cable.
Yeah.
And in the print.
Mm-hmm.
The question that some people might have is, well, should the church stay open? This church, by the way, provides more than just a message from the pulpit. It feeds 900 people a week. It has an inner city ministry. It goes into high crime areas where even law enforcement dares not go, including they've received comments from the Hillsborough County Sheriff Department that because of their ministry, crime rates have gone down. Mm-hmm. They help people that they are not able to help via the internet because many of the people they help have no access to the internet, let alone a smartphone.
Right.
So the question here, though, is our church is essential. But let me talk a little bit, Holly, about what happened after this.
Right.
This arrest occurred on a Monday, and it was literally spread around the world. It got worldwide attention. And what has happened since then? Three states have changed their executive orders to include the fact that churches are essential. And those include Indiana, Texas, and Florida. As a result of this particular case, the entire state of Florida amended the executive order and included in the essential category attending services at a church, synagogue, or religious services. So any attendance, any operation of a church, synagogue, or religious service, essential. Governor Ron DeSantis gave a press conference during the same week after the order was amended following this information from this case. And he said that he thought churches were essential. It should have, frankly, been in the original
Absolutely.
Executive order. He preempted every other local county that may not have considered them essential, which would be Hillsborough County, where Tampa is. That's where this case came out. Orange County, which is where Orlando is, Miami-Dade, they exempted churches. Other counties, large counties in Florida, exempted churches. But Hillsborough said, no, we're wiping them off the map, not even giving them an opportunity to comply. If you're doing a commercial business, no problem, no restrictions, no requirements. You just fall under this category of essential. You're free to operate. But churches, you're persona non gratis. You do not exist.
So we couldn't go to church. We could go to Home Depot and get our rose bushes or whatever. Right.
And you could go to a farmer's market and buy your food, no problem. But you couldn't go to the farmer's market at the church because it was located in the lobby where they give away free food.
Right. They feed, 900 families every week?
Right. And they had a six-foot separation on the floor. But that was being shut down, and the local farmers markets had free rein to do whatever they wanted to.
Yeah.
Selling food.
And Amazon's got a warehouse there. They're doing the same thing.
Same thing.
Working as usual.
The restrictions on limitations and so forth.
Right.
But this church was banned. And consequently, what has happened is three states already followed suit, and they began to reevaluate, is this what we want to do? Do we want to arrest pastors? Do we have the authority? That's a question. Does the government have the authority to shut down a church? Does the governor in Virginia have authority to actually close all of the church's doors until June the 10th?
Yeah. And you know, it's been interesting, Matt. I mean, obviously the media has been using scare tactics to scare people. And so you see a lot of people, even Christians, that have asked for this shutdown. Mm-hmm. And so that's been surprising too, to see that and not understand all the facts and all that's involved, because this, you know, virus happens, the government will shut down churches. So what happens the next time something comes up?
Right. And you know, I am, you know, we have a lot of support, but I'm also surprised at Christians in terms of not thinking this through.
Right.
And here's the thing. Do we want to give government the ability to literally wipe away the First Amendment, even in a time of crisis? The First Amendment never goes away, even in times of crisis.
Right. Is the solution worse than the virus here?
Yeah. So the question is, in any kind of situation where the government restricts constitutional liberties, it rarely is ever, rarely if never allowed, that the government just simply wipes it out. You have to use what's called the narrow tailoring, the least restrictive means. You can't just put a blanket across a state or even a county. Churches can't exist. Churches can't operate. We shouldn't even think that just because a church operates, there's automatically going to be people put in harm's way. This church did more than any commercial business to protect the health and welfare of people. It is essential in the community. Its absence causes the community to groan.
Right.
Because they need this church even to be able to eat every week, to put food on the table. Right. And so we can't just simply say wipe churches off the map for a period of time. How long is that? How long are you willing? And can we actually look at ways that are narrower, more narrowly tailored to accomplish, one, the preservation of our constitutional rights, and also the mission of the church? That's why those rights are protected, with protecting the health and welfare of people. Well, you say, well, there's evidence of some choir somewhere in some church where they continued to meet and they got infected. Well, there's also evidence of sailors on a ship and they got infected as well. Does that mean we shut down all of our Navy ships? No. Just because somebody makes a mistake, because somebody steps out of line, because somebody may have something that happens there, that doesn't mean that across the county, across the country, or across the state, you just literally wipe out churches. We can think more critically than that, more particular than that. How do we protect these constitutional rights, which don't go away even in time of crisis, with balancing the health and welfare of the community? That's what this church was doing, right, with all of these extra precautions that it was taking. Let's think more critically. And then here's another thing, Holly. I was thinking about this the other day. The word essential has become a live or die word. And we have sometimes in our thinking defaulted to giving that authority to a government official, sometimes a single official, a governor or a mayor, some local government authority, to either write you in or write you out of existence because of the word essential. We follow, by the way, lots of these executive orders in all over the country. And I'm telling you what, it is like it's worse than watching sausage be made, because what happens is they print these out. They're not constitutionally vetted. And then they realize, oh, we forgot to add something that's essential. And they go in and modify it and modify it and modify it. Oh, we're going to take this thing out that we had as essential, or we're going to clarify this. It's constant movement. The people can't understand. Let me give you an example. One person who I know, she's a nurse. Her husband is a doctor. They're very well educated. She has cancer. She has a housekeeper to come and help her clean the house. An executive order came out in a state. The governor had announced it. The media had reported there was a lockdown in the state. The fact of the matter is there's a lot of exceptions. The executive order came out. It had 4.5 pages, but then 30 pages of exhibits. You had to read all those exhibits to find out what was permissible and what's not. And this lady pitifully posted on her Facebook, "Can my housekeeper come to my house?"
Oh, my goodness.
This is not somebody who's uneducated.
Yeah.
And my wife had to respond. Now, that's a housekeeper, but I'm telling you, people are asking, is my job still there? Can I do this or couldn't I do that? we have to step back and say, yes, we've got to do things to protect health and welfare in the time of a crisis, including this coronavirus, but we do not give authority to a single individual to wipe out the existence of a church. And we also need to rethink, are churches essential? If they're doing God's work, they are essential. And you can't just flip off the lights and go to a podcast and do the same thing. God help us. God raise up churches that are essential so that in their absence, the community groans, that people realize how essential the body of Christ really is. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.